Well, good week to everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program with the folks who look forward to golfing once each year, our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Did I say golf? Yeah, I did. 1 month. Spring Creek Country Club, located a little east of Harrisburg. The 27th annual Corn Cob Open, June 14th. Two sessions, one at 8 in the morning, the second 2 in the afternoon. Both complete with prizes, great food, and a lot of fun. The Open's a four-person scramble, shotgun start. Want to get registered? Call the office, 334-0100. Now it's down to business. Today that business is focused on no-till farming and the importance of that practice. We've talked before about the fact that in this little state, no-till is being used on about 45% of the cropland. We're just getting started. Lorna Reamer helped me with some numbers I think that are very important in this conversation, beginning with the fact that on average, farmers practicing continuous conventional till use over 6 gallons of diesel per acre every year, while continuous no-till requires less than 2 gallons an acre. That savings of about 4 gallons per acre across 1,000 acres equals around $6,600 of fuel saved annually. Labor costs on those acres? Well, if you plow 15 acres an hour, switch to no-till, you're going to save about 67 hours of work, which can be an additional several thousand dollars, depending upon your cost of labor. Never want to forget the conservation aspect of no-till. We've seen that a bit this spring when high winds were blowing dirt across certain roads, resulting in near zero visibility driving conditions. Very simply, the adoption of no-till practice reduces soil erosion, increases soil biological activity, and increases the soil organic matter. To sum it up, a recent study by the National Association of Conservation Districts showed that with the adoption of cover crops and no-till, net farm income rose some $110 an acre. By the way, regardless of where you live or the type of soil you work with, it's worth your time to investigate cover crop and no-till farming. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be safe in your work, and hey, thanks for what you do.